Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one thing that still happens, which I disagree with and I think is stupid, is these hazing rituals. And I get that in order for you to be a part of the club or be a part of the medical society, to be a part of the law society, you have to go through your hoops, do your dues, and then later you could tell your kids, look, I went through hell, but it made me who I am today, and because I went through all that, I'm now a better whoever. And I think it's BS. The hazing I got in medical school was flipping ridiculous. It was so counterproductive. It didn't help me learn. It didn't make me a better doctor. One example of this hazing is you had to do 36-hour shifts. And it's not that they said your shift starts at 6 a.m. today and it ends tomorrow night at 6 p.m. What would happen is you would be on call every third day. Well, if you're on call every third day, then you go in Monday. Let's say you're on call Monday and Thursday. You go in Monday. You're on call that Monday night. You work all the way through Tuesday. You go home Tuesday night. You work Wednesday. And then Thursday, you're back to doing another 36 hours. Some days, you were on call every other day. And it was miserable. It was, you couldn't sleep, you couldn't remember anything. And one day I was leaving, and it was more than 36 hours because I had to start my shift at 5, 4, well, I had to be at rounds by 5, which means I had to get there by 4 to round on my patients myself to prepare them. And then I was leaving the hospital at 7 p.m. the next day after being awake the whole time. And all I'm thinking is I got to drive home and go to bed. I got to drive home and go to bed. So we're talking, that was probably a 38, 39-hour shift. And one of my attendings, surgeons, comes into the elevator. As I was going downstairs, we had to stop. He comes into the elevator, and he goes, oh, here's one of my young doctors now. And apparently one of his colleagues, his buddies, was in town. So he was bringing him to the hospital, and then I guess they were going to go to dinner. He's wide awake because he didn't have the call that I did. And he looks to his buddy and he says, watch this. Hey, Dr. Zodiru, because my maiden name was Zodiru. Yes. Tell me the 4 types of wound contamination and the incidences of each. Okay, now I'm like, I'm post call. I don't know. Good. You're going to give us a report on that tomorrow. Ha ha ha. Was that a good one? Oh, that was a good one. You had it. Did you see her face? And they leave the elevator. They went off the floor. Now, I needed to sleep. I needed to flip and go to sleep. Go to bed. And then get up at 3:45 in the morning so I could get to the hospital by 4. I did not have time to do a whole presentation and research. Remember, we didn't have internet back then. Now, luckily, I did have a book at home, so I could come up with the 4 types of wound contamination. You had contaminated, clean, you had dirty, you had contaminated, clean, contaminated, sterile. Now there's even more categories. But thank God I had a book at home. But I had to, less than 12 hours later, give a whole presentation, post-call. That's the hazing they do. in medical school. That's what they did. They've gotten rid of that where you don't have to do 36-hour shifts anymore. But apparently there is a former USD quarterback that is suing the school, alleging sexual hazing in residence halls and locker rooms. A.J. Perez, 6'4" quarterback from Huntington Beach, spent his freshman year at Utah Tech University Division I program at St. George, transferred to University of San Diego over the summer, and reported to preseason practice August 1. 8 days later, about 11 p.m., he said players received a group text from veteran teammates ordering them to a mandatory event at the campus residence hall. The upperclassmen were inside the lounge and said the rookies, the freshmen and transfers, were told to strip, press their genitals against the window so that the upperclassmen inside could see. Once that was done, the door would be unlocked for each individual person to enter the room where grotesque pornography was shown. The door was then locked behind him. And it was one of two hazing rituals that led to his abrupt departure from that football team and university. And the lawsuit alleges a culture that has existed for years at USD and says several coaches who have previously been players had participated in similar acts of hazing. And it's believed that the head coach had knowledge that this was going on. Now, hazing has been a ritual with fraternities, sororities, like the elephant walk, which I don't really want to talk about, but apparently that was really, really big in the 90s and the 80s, where the men had to be naked and hold on to each other's parts as they walked around in a circle. Not sure why this was done, but it kind of shows how evil people could be, making younger people go through this. And maybe that's how they feel they bonded. But come on. And I think it's ridiculous. And it's just a way for people to abuse others. Does it really make them a better football player? Does it make me a better doctor? Yes, I've never forgotten the four types of wound contamination and the incidences of each, but I needed to sleep and take care of patients. How did that help my patients at 5 a.m. the next day? So, for those of you that do have hazing rituals, all right, I think that's flipping stupid. You know, going through college, my son has a thesis and has to do a dissertation and has to defend the dissertation and be thrown questions. All right, to me, that's enough. Does anybody have to go through more than that? If they've already gone through hell of schooling and master's programs and PhD and doctorate programs. But now, people want to do it because it's for fun. It's not fun. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Yes, show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we were told that several auto execs are pulling back on electronic vehicle targets. And there has been a little bit of reality setting in when it comes to the electric vehicle goals, their practicality, their use, and I've been saying this from the beginning, right? We need to really rethink things before we put pressure on Americans. Look at what happened with the COVID vaccine mandate. You know, we have the FDA investigating risk of stroke in elderly individuals who get COVID and vaccine flu vaccines at the same time, which is something that they originally said, everybody get your shots at the same time, it's fine. Well, can we do some research first? And now they're finding an uptick in stroke. In terms of kids, they're finding an uptick in seizures, which we spoke about in the first hour. With COVID vaccination, small risk, but something that, again, has to be investigated. So, you know, when it comes to vaccines, I've always said, can you slow your roll with mandating? Don't be mandating things until you know what the hell's going on. Well, with electric vehicles, I've been very, very nervous about this push for half of all new cars to be electric by 2030, which is going to be about a little more than six years from now, especially since the average American does not have a single family residence with a garage and ability to charge overnight easily, you know, without any other household members needing to also charge. The average person does not have a single family residence. The average person lives in an apartment complex or a duplex or a dorm, or, you know, wealthy people may have houses and abilities to, you know, but what about New York? They're in high rises. Where's their car? Do they have a car? And if they do have a car and it's parked in a garage, are those garages all set up for charging? Does the average apartment complex have a charger for every adult who has a car in that complex? The average apartment complex barely has one parking place per apartment. You have your set parking place, and then there's some extra spots that you have to fight for. How do you charge overnight in an apartment complex? So when you start to talk to average middle America, we're like, excuse me, not going to work. I'm holding off, and I feel very, very blessed having a house. I have a house and a garage. So I could set that up for the electric vehicle if I need to. But the average person doesn't, and I can't afford an electric vehicle right now. These electric vehicles are pretty expensive. So dealers are noticing a slowing of demand. There's been a slowing in electric vehicle demand for months. They're now having too much inventory, slowing sales. Their electric vehicle plans are now in jeopardy. Several C-suite leaders at some of the biggest car makers, this is being reported by Business Insider, voiced fresh unease about the electric car market's growth as concerns over the viability of these vehicles put their multi-billion dollar electrification strategies at risk. GM's Mary Barra, one of the automotive industry's most bullish CEOs, had talked about the future of electric vehicles. And I don't have a quote from her, but apparently Barra and GM had a more sober tone when they talked about the third quarter earnings. The company announced with its quarterly results that it's abandoning its targets to build 100,000 electric vehicles in the second half of the year and another 400,000 by the first 6 months of 2024. GM doesn't know anymore when it'll hit those targets. So these targets have been a push from the Biden administration, and these car companies are going through the automotive worker strike, and you know, it's Tesla's Elon Musk warned on recent earnings call that economic concerns would lead to waning vehicle demand. They are the longtime electric vehicle market leader, and even they're saying that's a problem. Mercedes-Benz had to discount their electric vehicles by several thousand dollars just to get them. Now, that could be great for us, although I don't think I could afford a Mercedes, let alone a Mercedes EV. But they're getting harder to sell. Why? Well, one, they're expensive. Even with incentives and tax rebates, they're still too expensive. The average person is barely covering their rent. Their groceries are high. Halloween candy is getting expensive. When somebody tells me they can't afford a big bag of Halloween candy, what should they do? I'm like, get stickers then. Yeah, Halloween candy's getting expensive. do a homemade Halloween costume. I mean, it is not easy right now. So to stop everything and buy a new car, I don't plan on buying a new car for years. I am going to run my car. I have a used Corvette. Luckily, I got it used. But I'm going to run that sucker to the ground. I'm not giving it up because I don't have the money to. I'm still paying on the Corvette, for crying out loud. But also, people are talking to owners of electric vehicles. And the average opinion I'm getting is they love it for short-term, citywide errands and maybe getting to and from the office. And they use the term love. It's cool. But, and then you always have that but, they don't like it on the highway. Whatever charge per hour they think they have, it goes way faster on the highway. It's a heavier car. Environmentalists are saying it's actually emitting more pollutants from the tires. Firefighters are saying these suckers are hard to put out. We're using so much more water on electric vehicles, which makes you start to wonder about the environmental concerns. Are they really helping the environment or could they hurt the environment? And then, you know, the idea of, you know, if you do get into an accident and that lithium battery lights up or explodes, that happens pretty quickly. And we've heard of some car fires that were pretty bad. And so you have some people going, you know what? I'd rather deal with the devil I know than the devil I don't. And mind you, I think the electric vehicle is cool, but one of the reasons why I'm not going to buy one and I can't afford one is I just can't have a car that I could only use for certain parts of my daily life. If I have to head to California, I need to know I could jump in that same car and do it. And I think you have a lot of people not liking this. They like having a gas station on every corner. They don't like waiting for a charge. You forget the average person has an iPhone or an Android or a smartphone. Phones running out of batteries are very anxiety producing. Imagine being on a trip or having to cart your kids across town and you're late. You can't be late because you have to drop them off and you're on low charge. Now, when I tell everybody, well, why don't you hedge? Have one fuel car, have one electric car. They say that's what we're doing. They just don't want to take that risk. And then, of course, any of us that have ever had power outages, which we're going to see this winter, we're panicking about that too. So, you know, you might get a deal. You know, keep an eye out. If this is something you really, really want, all right, you might be able to get a good deal. Keep an eye on some of these, you know, I think GM was going to co-develop $30,000 EVs with Honda, but they said it would be difficult as a business. They ended the development of an affordable EV, meaning maybe it's not able to be done. Because, yeah, if you can make an EV cheaper than a regular car, you'll be able to sell them. Another issue I have is they're too quiet. I miss their... I miss the noise of the car. I have a dog. There's kids in my neighborhood. I turn around and there's a car. No noise, no hum. They're quiet. Now, some people like that. Not good for neighborhood kids. I'm a little nervous this Halloween. Halloween is one of the biggest times for pediatric pedestrian vehicle death. Because they get hit by cars. When you can't hear a Tesla coming, that could be pretty dangerous. And these Tesla owners or these electric vehicle owners don't realize they're not making noise. So these are some things to think about. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Maine Governor Janet Trafton Mills giving an update on the mass shooting that happened in Lewiston last night.
18 people lost their lives and 13 people injured in last night's attacks.
Police are still looking for who they are calling a person of interest, firearms expert Robert Card. Speaking from the White House yesterday, President Biden issued a stern caution to Iran regarding potential assaults on U.S. military installations in the Middle East.
We have had troops in the region since 9/11 to go after ISIS and prevent its reemergence in the region.
Being accused of swindling billions of dollars from customers, Sam Bankman-Fried is set to take the stand in his case today. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last night we learned of a horrific massacre in Maine, and we're giving you guys the latest as we get it. The death toll right now has climbed to 18 victims, 13 injured. This was confirmed by Governor Mills today in a press conference. And survivors and bereaved family members have begun speaking out about what happened at Shimenji's Bar and Grill. and Just-in-Time Recreation Bowling Alley in Lewiston, Maine. Police have named previously sectioned Army Reserve firearms instructor Robert Card, 40 years old, as the suspect. He's from Bowdoin, and his car was found abandoned in Lisbon shortly after the shooting. The rampage, according to Daily Mail, left 18 people dead, 13 more injured, and it is now the deadliest mass shooting in 2023 in America. The shooting is the 34th mass killing, involving more than four victims in the U.S. this year. Seven of those killed were at the bowling alley. Eight was found at the bar. Three others died when they were at the hospital, died after being transferred to the hospital. They believe that the suspect has crossed the border to Massachusetts. Massachusetts State Police said that claim has not been substantiated. There was also reports that he took a jet ski to flee. And you see him walking into a bowling alley with an AR-15 type rifle, just randomly shooting. Bowling alley where kids are. Governor Janet Mills of Maine said the city did not deserve this terrible assault on its citizens, on its peace of mind, on its sense of security. Card now is currently wanted on 8 charges of murder. The remaining 10 victims have not been identified. He has, apparently, he was in police custody and I think in a mental institution, was committed earlier this year after military officials grew concerned that he was erratic. And a counselor said that he knows his son is among the dead, though authorities are yet to confirm. A 10-year-old girl has spoken about a grazed bullet strain her leg, or a strayed bullet grazing her leg. Leroy Walker, whose son managed Shimenji's, is convinced his son is dead. He said, if you had my gut right now, I feel like I'm squashed with a vice. My neck in the back of my head feels like there's a vice squashing it the other way. And I don't know, telling you the truth, what kind of night this is going to be from now until tomorrow when I wake up to the true facts that my son is dead, and I know he's dead. 10-year-old Zoe questioned, why do people do this? She sat beside her mom the morning after they survived the shooting at the bowling alley. She said, I never thought I'd grow up and get a bullet in my leg. Why do people do this? And, you know, these kids, oh my gosh. It's a bigger town in Maine, not as big as Portland, but it's still a small town and a community. So currently they are on the look for him. The shooter used an AR-15 style rifle to open fire. This happened at about 6:56 p.m. Wednesday. He went to the bowling alley first. Then he targeted Shimenji's Bar and Grill, 4 miles away. Not exactly sure what was behind those two locations. And so, unfortunately, people are concerned that the death toll is even rising. Lewiston is a small town of about 38,000. It's currently on lockdown. The school's closed. Some of the companies have closed down. Of course, the hospitals are working overtime. And Mr. Card, the suspect, had previously reported hearing voices and threatened to shoot up his National Guard base in Saco, Maine. So, you know, we have, sadly, individuals that have given us warnings that they will kill. And he said he heard voices. He got help. What happens after that? This is going to be, I mean, in addition to everybody starting to debate again, you know, gun control and what needs to be done with these AR-15 style weapons, and then debate what our rights are in terms of protecting ourselves and being able to carry a weapon and be able to protect our own homes and kids. You know, a discussion needs to be about also, you know, what are we doing with individuals that give us the heebie-jeebies, that are red flags. We humans are able to pick up when we think somebody could be dangerous. But you are not allowed to just profile them. It's politically incorrect. It's discriminatory. And so if you will say, look, I think this person is going to be the next mass shooter, and the person's going, what are you talking about? What happens? Well, if you accuse somebody wrongly, you get fired or canceled. you don't want somebody innocent being accused of doing something. Going, why are you saying that? What's wrong with you? But when there's signs, and they've even said, look, this is what I'm fantasizing about. Look at James Holmes with the Aurora, Colorado shooting at the Batman movie premiere years ago. He was drawing pictures of killing people. And the school, the college psychologist knew this, notified school campus police, but not sure if anything went beyond that. And so people will say, well, the police could have done something. But then the follow-up question is how many people draw scenes from video games they play? Does that mean they're going to be a mass shooter? Or does it mean they like art that mimics what they did in a video game? We really don't know how to handle the approach to somebody who we think might be murderous or not. You know, the shooter of the Uvalde school, he did not have, I believe, any criminal record prior to that. His prior girlfriend thought he was a mess, left him. But who knew? I mean, I think he was Instagramming somebody. And by the time that person notified the police, the shooting was already done. The shooting had happened. We have to be a lot more aware. And we have to also not have ramifications if we have a justifiable complaint. That Roanoke employee of a TV station that got fired and then a week or two later showed up at a live interview and shot the reporter and the photographer dead and then shot the interviewee who lived to survive. That was a disgruntled ex-employee. Do we screen every disgruntled employee? Yeah, what do we do? And that's why we haven't been able to progress and figure out and do a better job of finding these mass shooters before they do it. I mean, how many kids hate the kids that bullied them? And think, I wish you were hit by a bus. The average kid that gets bullied and beat up by other kids at school hate the bully. But how many of those kids will turn around and shoot up the school? It's a small percentage. So we don't do these massive outreach screens like we should. I like the idea of more security. I like the idea of there being armed officers on schools. There being metal detectors. Kids can't go into school with a weapon. I think that's a good place to start. We might have to even do that now at bowling alleys and at stores. So somebody trying, now, of course, somebody could just walk right through. But maybe the door doesn't open until they pass security. We're going to have to really up our security. Because we're not doing a good job sifting out who the next mass shooter is. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you're like me, I haven't even planned what I'm doing Christmas week. I'm barely prepared for Halloween next week. And for those of us that might want to see family for Christmas vacation, you're going to have to start thinking about getting your ticket. You probably needed to think about getting your ticket 6 months ago. So some of you are looking to get your ticket. And you're thinking to yourself, well, it's Thursday today, so why don't I wait till next Tuesday to buy the ticket because the tickets are cheaper on Tuesday. I have never found that to be the case. I have waited till Tuesday and noticed them to be the exact same prices. In fact, booking experts are even saying, yeah, that's not a thing. And they're debunking it. Now, what does matter, though, is when you want to fly. So if you, let's say, want to fly from Friday to Sunday, do a quick weekend trip, yeah, your rates are going to be more. Friday and Sunday is going to be more expensive. You decide to leave on a Tuesday, maybe not too bad. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you might be able to save some money. Wednesday especially. Because the average person leaves on a weekend or comes back on a weekend. In terms of fares, expect the prices to go up. These airlines have to pay their staff more. Health insurance is going up. We're already being told health insurance is going to spike really high for next year. And so these companies are going to need to pull their money in, especially around Christmas travel. And think ahead if you're going to be traveling. If you're going to be traveling for Thanksgiving, you're going to be traveling for Christmas, plan ahead. And we talk about this, and I think it's worth bringing up again. So one is, expect there to be very similar issues as we had last year. Because if we couldn't even get through 4th of July without clusters and a half at the airports, there is no way we have, and that was supposed to be following last Christmas's debacle with flight delays and people not getting their luggage, and we didn't fix anything by the summer, and I don't think we fixed anything now, because part of the problem is low staff. And if they didn't miraculously figure out how to staff hospitals and schools, I doubt they figured out how to staff and train people in the flight industry. I mean, look, we had a guy in a jump street, a off-duty pilot, an off-duty pilot, in a jump seat trying to take down a plane. Thank God these pilots were able to subdue him, and the flight crew was. And who knows, maybe there was also a flight marshal on board, I don't know. But they were able to do them, thank God. But we don't have our ducks in a row. So you need to expect there to be some sort of chaos, either delays. So first and foremost, check your flight, if you have one, and see if there's a layover or not. If there is a layover, you might want to consider, depending on how bad the situation is, one, trying to change it to a direct flight, or two, have a plan on where you could stay in that layover if you have to. Because you're not going to want to sleep in an airport. If your flight gets canceled and you are stuck in a city you don't want to be, you might want to already have a plan. Reach out to a family member and say, look, hopefully I don't need to see you, but I just want to tell you right now, I have a layover at this time on this day. And if the poop hits the fan, can we crash at your house? And maybe you might want to set up an Airbnb or something just in case. Make sure you have something that you can very easily cancel. Problem is, like with orbits and things like that, you still have to have 24-hour notice. But if you're already seeing it's a cluster and a half, you might, might be worth you solidifying that. Because the average person cannot get a hotel, cannot rent a rental car, and then they're stuck at an airport. Number two is pack stuff, assuming you're going to be stuck. I like to carry as little on, just in case we have to evacuate a plane or whatever. But sometimes the better thinking is pack less in your suitcase and more on your carry-on. So if you do need to change your clothes, if you do need a little pillow and blanket, if you do need your medications, have them with you. Have a carry-on ready to go, assuming you're going to be stuck for a day or two without getting to your destination. And make sure it doesn't have things that would violate your, 4-ounce rule or whatever they have now, to get through TSA. If you are planning on calling your doctor the week before you travel or see him for a visit and get all your prescriptions in a row, I'm telling you right now, I bet the average provider doesn't have an appointment until January 15th. Start setting anything up you need now in terms of making sure you have everything you need. And then if you haven't started to travel, or set that up, maybe talk to your family about Thanksgiving or Christmas on a different day. You know, I love watching football on Thanksgiving. And to have to stop watching football to go and deal with the family, why not see you guys the day before or the day after? We don't necessarily have to be stuck at air, because if you're stuck in an airport, you're going to miss Thanksgiving anyway. Maybe play it safe and have Thanksgiving on that Friday. That might not be a bad idea anyway. If you think there's going to be chaos, maybe talk to the family, go, hey guys, should we have plan B? Should we, just in case, have a plan for Thanksgiving on Friday in case some of us are missing it? Because the stress you have with traveling is not getting where you need to be on time. But once you take away that stress and you're like, look, I get there when I get there, it makes that whole trip change. Especially if you don't even want to go. If you have to go to the in-laws and you're like, man, one less day, honestly, I will do standby. Take my seat. You overbooked? Not a problem. I did that once. They said our flight was overbooked and we were going into the in-laws. And I love my in-laws, but it was never an easy trip. And so I was like, oh, fine, we'll give up our seats. My husband's like, say what? I'm like, yeah, so what if we lose a day? Yeah, that did not go well. No, we had to get on the flight and still go. But, you know, those are things you could obviously think about. So trying to get the cheapest air flight, you know, some people say, well, I'm going to wait till the last minute because they're going to always want to book extra flights, book extra seats. That worked pre-COVID, where you could wait till the last minute and then fill up empty seats on a plane. Now these airlines are already smarter than that. They will have fewer flights and add an additional flight if they think they're going to book out those flights, rather than you being on a half-empty plane. I was only once on a half-empty plane, and it was around COVID when people weren't flying that much. But nowadays, they have fewer options. So that the flight is always going to be booked. So don't try to think you're going to be the lucky one to get that middle seat that's just sitting there at a discount price. It's not going to happen. I like the idea of miles. I don't really have airline miles. Some of you have talked to me about how you guys save money because you have Hawaiian airline miles. I don't do Hawaiian Airlines because I don't fly to Hawaii that much. Now that's, I like the credit cards with the miles and the points. But if you are a frequent flyer to a city and Delta's the hub or United's the hub, I think it's worth looking into that. You know, if you travel a lot, these things could be really, really worth it. If you're like me where I only travel when I need to and I just pick the best rate, I'm not going to be able to take advantage of that. And finally, don't be sick. If you usually get the flu this time of year, maybe consider getting the flu shot. Eat healthy, sleep healthy, exercise. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.